from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Dickerson, Callis behind the glass, and our very own Jeff Hathorn is on the Fan Hotline. Jeff, how's Latrobe? Are you ready for actual football to be started today?
Yes, I'm ready to talk to the guys about more than just what they're bringing into a dorm, what their food is, what their mattress pad is like. I'm anxious to see. And, you know, Mike Tomlin kind of alluded to it yesterday on some of the questions that we had for him. He's like, I need to see it on the field before I can accurately comment on that. I kind of feel the same way.
Absolutely. Jeff, I asked you this, you know, at different portions of the season. I feel like I asked you the same question in OTAs. Like, I know that guys were just checking in. You did speak to a few guys whenever they were checking in. Mike Tomlin, obviously, being one of those as well. Do you get a different sense and a different feel of this football team? How was the atmosphere like? What was the mentality like? How was, you know, if you can grasp anything that you felt yesterday through the arrivals of everybody, what would it be heading into today and heading into this football season for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, let me say this, you know, I've done this for a couple of years. I haven't had a year where, you know, the guys moved into camp and weren't optimistic. I think everybody's optimistic this time of year. What I do sense is kind of a quiet confidence with this group. Like, they don't need to say anything. Nobody was flashy. It was just kind of, let's go to work. I mean, they didn't have to over the top sell how excited they were, which I think is a good thing. So I think quiet confidence is a good way to put it. I think they feel like they have a few answers that, you know, what proved to be problems last year. Not all the answers, but a few of them, especially in key positions. And I think they feel good about their chances.
Jeff, I know we got burned last year during the preseason with Kenny Pickett's performance. Kind of gave us that false hope of what could possibly transpire with Kenny in this offense during the season. But, you know, I feel like a lot of people are not going to pay attention to what the quarterbacks do during preseason anymore because of that situation. But what you can pay attention to is the offensive line and the defensive line. And let's stick with the offensive line. How long, in your opinion, is it going to take for Zach Frazier and Troy Fautanu to secure a starting spot on this offensive line throughout this next month?
Oh, boy. I think Frazier, more so than Fautanu, is going to start. I mean, is there an outside chance that Herbig beats him out at center? Yes, but I think that would be more about Frazier showing what he can't do. For instance, and what I mean by that, it's his job to lose, even though Herbig's going to start the first reps as the first team center. As for Fautanu, I think some of that is Dan Moore, and obviously how Fautanu is able to kind of swing to both sides. I mean, eventually, if Moore has a role on this team going forward, it's going to be as a swing tackle. But I think to start out, he's going to be left. And how he performs, you know, will more determine. So I think it's more in Frazier's hands. And I think he's got the better opportunity to start this year.
Jeff, what's your feel around Najee Harris? I know that you all spoke with him yesterday. And, And they kind of said it is what it is about his whole fifth-year option and the Steelers declining it and saying that he loves Pittsburgh and wants to be here. Do you get the sense that he has a chip on his shoulder this year and he may be poised for a big year? Do you get the sense that, you know, it's the whole situation with the contract or with the fifth-year option is bothering him? I mean, this is the first time he's talked in, you know, months. He didn't talk throughout OTA. So, you know, what type of Najee Harris do you think that Steelers are going to get this year?
You know, I think there's some honesty when Najee talks. I mean, he admitted he was disappointed when it wasn't picked up. He said he doesn't use that for motivation. I don't know if I necessarily buy that because I think he's a guy who likes to have little chips. Like, remember his rookie year when someone was talking about how big his legs were and he thought people were saying he was fat. You know, they're like little things that bother him. But I'll say this, like, I think he buys into this offense. He said a little aside comment of, you know, it's nice to have an NFL offensive coordinator, which was a little side shot, but I think true. And he was asked about were any of the changes that needed to be made in the organization as far as in-house rules and enforcing things like that, if that was manifesting itself. And he said, we'll see. So I think Najee's Najee. I think he always uses things as a motivator. And I think when he steps on that field, like we've seen, he's going to give it everything he has. Now, how does it fit in the offense? What's his role going to be? I think all of that to be determined in his future. He's going to have a monster year to have a future here because, you know, you have to look big picture. Can you save $6 million by just getting someone in the draft next year that could be a running mate with Jaylen Warren?
Jeff Hathorn with us on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, is that opposite corner spot, opposite of Joey Porter Jr., is that up for grabs, or is it Dante Jackson's spot and it's up to him to win it and keep it or lose it? Is that spot, like, is there a competition there?
Yeah, it's the latter. I mean, it's Dante's right now. I don't think right now, at least, that there's anyone that's really going to challenge him for it unless he is just bad. I think he was a player that the Steelers were interested in out of the draft. I think he's one of those guys. We've seen it over the years where there have been guys, and maybe Justin Fields falls into this camp too, that Mike Tomlin or scouts were enamored with, and they said, man, if we get him in our system, let's see how he works. We talked to him yesterday. Dude is confident. I mean, he believes this is a perfect fit. He's going to have a big year. I mean, he talks a game kind of like Joey Porter does. I mean, we'll see how it plays out. Carolina was kind of a mess last year. Maybe there is some truth to that, but he'll be the starting corner for the start of camp, and it probably will take more than even a bad preseason to unseat him in that position.
Jeff, thank you very much for joining the show. Enjoy Latrobe. Enjoy practice today, and we will talk to you next week.
Yeah, I know, and next time we talk, it'll be the day the pads come on. You know how that ramps it up at camp.
Oh, let's go. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Dorn.
There he goes, Jeff Hathorn. Oh, I just love football season. Oh, I could smell it in the air. It's just unbelievable. I just this year, it was every year that goes by, it gets here faster. And this year, it's the fastest that I could ever remember that we're at football season this quick, and I absolutely love it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.